When you shall know today, and you shall turn it to your heart. Shem Yishmul, in his drasha on Rosh Hashanah, Tafreshai and Zion, says that a human being was given this unique faculty of das and seichel, knowledge, intellect. That's not enough. It's not enough to know things rationally or intellectually. We need to take that intellectual knowledge and convert it into a world of emotions. In his words, lispal, lisragish, to be inspired, feeling, v'la'asos b'lisavas, v'la'asos b'hislavas, to do whatever we do with passion. Human beings are emotional creatures. The Torah recognizes that. Not just in the data Hayom Vishavah Shivaisal Vavecha, but even how we relate to the reality of Hashem's existence. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Very next word in the Torah is Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Take that intellectual knowledge of Yichud Hashem, of the perfect unity of Hashem, and then transform that into an emotional experience of Vahavta, of love, of Avas Hashem. Because a human being needs both. If we know things intellectually and we don't feel them emotionally, we're disconnected from them. If we just feel things emotionally and there's no intellect, end up believing in anything. We'll be fickle. And therefore, true avodas Hashem needs both. It needs the intellect and it needs the emotion. And you can't really separate the two. So for Sage Yisharim, he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, who loved the Jewish people, said to Mashiach Yisrael Bavecha, that each and every Jew, when they turn their hearts to Hashem, can recognize it in their hearts. They can understand what they're doing, why they're doing it, all resonate, because it's natural. Because it's right, because it's good. To feel emotionally comfortable with that which we know to be true. It needs to sit well with us. And if we find that we have a block, we need to work it through. Whether it's an emotional block or an intellectual block. Whether it's a question in Hashkafa. Whether it's a question in Avodah. If there's something blocking our path to greatness, we need to identify it, we need to isolate it, we need to figure out how to grow past it. We can know the truth. Yidia. We can know there's one infinite being who created all of finite existence. We can know that. Hashem hu ha'elokim. Hashem has all the power. Nothing else has any independent power outside of Him. So we need to feel it. We need to feel Hashem's presence in our lives. We need to make ourselves aware of it, conscious of it. We need to yearn for it, strive for it. Ultimately, love it. Walk around with a sense of emotional closeness to Hashem, an emotional bond to that which we know to be true.